nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream. Rise and fall on the wings of my dream. The rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. Nothing's gonna stop me now.
Well, it's gonna be a great party. Okay, well, maybe next year. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, we're here. What's all the fuss about?
Larry, what's the matter? I was in the middle of a very important phone call.
What were you doing? Asking your hairdresser if you should go back to your natural color?
Ladies.
For your information, Harriet, this is my natural color.
Ladies.
That's about as natural as AstroTurf.
Ladies. Balky and I want you to come to our Halloween party. We're going to watch the horror movie marathon.
Oh, no thanks. I hate Halloween. I don't like any holiday that condones wearing orange and black together.
The real reason you don't want to go is because you're chicken.
I am not.
Oh, come on. You haven't showered alone since you saw Psycho.
Well, I guess now I know who I can tell my secrets to. Excuse me. I have an advice column to write.
How about you, Harriet? I know you don't scare easily.
I don't scare at all, baby.
Well, so you'll be there?
Sorry, my mother-in-law's in town. Now, why watch movie monsters when you can see the real thing?
No Harriet, no Lydia.
Curtain, guess who?
Oh, my goodness. Who can that be under that mask? Mr. Gorpley?
No. Guess again.
I don't know. I'll never get it. Tell me who you are, Balky.
It's Balky!
I guess I'm one good Halloween player.
The
huh?
best.
No.
Oh, yes, you
no,
are.
No,
yes,
no,
you
no,
are.
No,
yes,
no,
yes.
No,
you know? Everyone's gonna love this at the party tonight.
Well, I'm not wearing this to the party tonight. This is just my office costume.
Well, you might as well wear it. Because no one from the office is coming to the party. It's just us and Jennifer and Marianne. No one else wants to watch the horror movie marathon.
Well, if nobody else wants to watch it, why do we want to watch it?
Because horror is the fun part of Halloween.
Yeah, about that question, I still don't understand. Why would anybody want to sit through 12 hours of horrible movies? I could barely make it through Ishtar.
No, not horrible movies. Horror movies. Movies that scare you to death.
I don't want to be scared to death.
Well, sure you do. People love to be frightened. That's why so many of them live in New York.
Enough.
What?
Me too.
What?
Well, you can't go now. We're only halfway through the marathon. We've got 3 movies to go.
6 hours of watching scary movies is too much for me. My head hurts, my stomach is all tied up in knots, and I think I'm getting hives. Thanks for a lovely evening. Oh, how about a little peck? Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with everybody? They're just scary movies.
You know, you're right. Who would be afraid of scary movies?
Oh, look at this. They're going to miss the best one, Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Aliens take over the planet by replacing everybody with identical twins that they've grown in giant pods.
This wouldn't be a lighthearted comedy, would it?
Oh, don't tell me you're scared, too.
Well, of course I'm not. Don't be ridiculous. I was just hoping for a little change of pace.
Well, if you want a change of pace, let's watch this next one, In the Dark.
Don't do that.
Afraid of the dark?
No, I'm not. Don't do that.
You are afraid of the dark.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. Yes, I am.
Well, we don't have to watch it in the dark.
Well, I don't think we should watch it at all.
What's the matter, you chicken?
In a manner of speaking.
Balky, these movies are just make-believe.
Gotham, they are about bad people doing bad things, and I believe they put bad thoughts in our heads.
Balky, they're harmless. They go in one eye and out the other.
Well, I don't want to watch anymore.
What's the matter? You afraid you watch too many horror movies? It'll make you into a monster?
Well, I don't know what it make me into, and I don't want to take any chances. So I'm going to go in there, brush my teeth, say my prayers, and read The Little Engine That Could just to clear my head.
What planet are you from? I guess I'm the only fun guy left.
Our horror movie marathon continues with Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Morning, cousin. You sleep well?
Well, I guess I can't scare you. What, you got eyes in the back of your head?
Well, of course not. Don't be ridiculous. Your third button from the top is unbuttoned.
Hmm? Oh, thank you. So, what are you making?
This is Machbach 60. Pig stomach stuffed with head cheese. And just a pinch of cardamom. I thought we'd take some on our trip. It travels so well.
We're taking a trip?
Oh, yes. We're going to Meepos. Didn't I tell you?
No, you didn't tell me.
Well, I'll be snookered.
Balky, if you want to take a trip like that, we have to plan ahead. We've got to check discount fares. We've got to coordinate vacation schedules. I need a passport. Why did you do that?
Do what?
You just shot a laser beam out of your finger and set that on fire.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Nope, didn't.
Falky, I was standing right here. I saw it.
Well, Corson, I think you must be suffering from an optical delusion. Maybe you didn't get enough sleep last night. Do you want me to make you a cup of coffee?
No, I don't think so. I'll stick with milk. My stomach feels a little queasy from all that junk I ate last night. Your Sik-Sik's still burning.
Oh, so it is.
How did you do that?
Do what?
You made the milk stop and wait for you.
No, I didn't.
Balky, you turned away and then... Oh, wait a minute. I know what's happening. You're getting back at me for scaring you last night. Very clever. What is it, magic tricks?
Well, cousin, no, I don't know no magic tricks.
Very good. Okay, you win. I apologize for what I did last night. I will never, ever try to frighten you again.
Thank you, cousin. Well, I think I'll just let this Machbach Sitsi curdle. Come on, cousin, let's go to work.
Sure, let's go to work. Shall we take my car, or are you just going to beam us over?
Oh, come on, cousin. You know on my salary I can't afford a beamer.
Where do I come up with them?
Balky, a giant pod. Oh, come on, Balky, this is going too far. Harriet, Lydia, thank God you're here. You're not going to believe it. This morning, I saw Balky walk through a door. He made a carton of milk float in midair, and he started a fire with his finger.
Let me smell your breath, baby.
Harriet. I have not been drinking.
Excuse me, Larry, but did you watch all 12 hours of that horror movie marathon last night?
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, you watched weird movies last night. Now you're seeing weird things today.
Well, I suppose that could be an explanation.
You bet it could, cousin.
Why did you say that?
Say what?
You called me cousin.
No, I didn't, baby.
Yes, you did.
I called you baby, baby. There's no way we're cousins.
Wait a minute. You two seem different.
You're just not noticing that.
Thing you know, you'll be saying that Balky's an alien and he's turning us into aliens to take us back to his home planet.
I'm going crazy. Too many horror movies. That's got to be it. I just got to relax. Just got to relax and think about something else. The bears. How are the bears doing? Planet Meepos discovered behind Pluto? Planet Meepos?
That was it.
How did you get here?
Oh, just dropped in.
Well, you can't fool me anymore. I know all about Meepos. It's right here on the Chronicle's front page. Where were you?
I never left the room.
Well, maybe you won't be so glib after you read this.
City Council approves annual budget. You're right, cousin, I'm glibless.
But it was right on the front page.
But, cousin, I think your mind is pulling your leg.
Oh, what's happening? Why am I seeing things that aren't there? I mean, what's in that mail cart?
The mail? It comes at this time every day.
That was a pod! Now I get it. The fire, the milk, walking through doors, it's all coming together. You are a strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond that of mortal man, and who, disguised as Balky Bartokomus, mild-mannered sheepherder, working for a great metropolitan newspaper, is turning us all into meat so you can take us back to your planet.
Darn.
You got me.
You mean it's true?
Yepper. I may be an alien bent on world conquest, but I'm no liar. Gossett, you're gonna love me both. The climate is perfect. All men are created Gossens, and we've conquered cellulite.
I'm not going to another planet.
Oh, come on, Corson. I always go where you want to go.
I don't want to go to Meepos. I'll never go to Meepos. Nothing you can do or say will ever make me want to go to Meepos.
Corson, you want to go to Meepos.
I want to go to Meepos.
When the mama ship gets here, you'll be the first one in line.
When the mama ship gets here, I'll be the first in line.
And when we say, who wants pig snout? You'd say, I do, I do.
And when you say, who wants pig snout? I'll say, oh. I'll say, oh.
I'll never eat pig snout.
You have a very strong will, Earth boy.
Balky, how can you do this to the Earth? You used to be so nice.
When? We Meepiots were nice for 6,000 years. And then one day, somebody suggested, hey, why you don't watch scary movies? They won't hurt you. They just go in one eye and out the other. Well, they checked in, but they didn't check out. They set up housekeeping. They begat bad thoughts. And those bad thoughts go together and had little bad thoughts. And those little bad thoughts grew up into big bad thoughts. And now all we have are big bad thoughts. So we're taking over the Earth just for kicks.
Hello, Jennifer, it's Larry. Drop whatever you're doing and get down here. Who is it?
It's Jennifer.
How did you get here so fast?
You sounded upset, so I hurried. What's wrong?
I have proof that Balky is from a planet called Meepos, and they're taking over the Earth. You've got to believe me.
Larry, I believe you.
You do? Why?
Well, for one thing, Balky is floating outside the window.
No! No! Don't let him in! We've got to leave right now!
There's no hurry!
What do you mean there's no hurry? If we stay, we'll become Meepiots!
Is that really so bad, cousin?
You're wearing a vest. You're one of them.
Hi, cousin. Going somewhere?
Time to go. The mama ship is double parked.
You mean he's changed you all into Meepiots?
Well, of course he has. Don't be ridiculous.
Let me give you a hand, Corson.
Oh, no. I'm not falling for that one again. You'll never take me.
Oh, come on, Corson. Be one of us. Put on the vest. Alterations are free.
No. 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 No, get away! Get away!
Oh. Get away.
Corson,
get away.
Corson.
Don't come any closer.
How would that be possible?
put that vest on me?
Well, Cousin, I wasn't thinking of it. It don't go with the knife in your chest.
What?
Oh! I've got a knife in my chest. Oh, that's great. Oh. I must have fallen asleep in front of the television.
Cousin, I think you were having a bad dream.
Oh, I was. And Balky, it was awful. In my dream, you were from a planet called Meepos, and you were taking over the Earth. And that wasn't the awful part. The awful part was that you were not nice. Can you imagine that? Balky Bartokomus, not nice? Balky, just for argument's sake, what would you do if a total stranger came up to you on the street and took your money, kicked you in the shins, and said your mama wears army boots?
Well, if he took my money, I'd say spend it wisely. And if he kicked me in the shins, I'd say, you know, you should join a gym to find a more positive way of taking out aggression. And if he says, my mama wears army boots, then I say, you've seen mama? How does she look?
You are Balky. Ow.
Oh, thank you.
Balky?
Whoa!
Balky? I never want to have a nightmare like that again.
Observation. If you hadn't watched all those scary movies, you wouldn't have had that bad dream.
Well, you know, ever since my parents took me out of Fantasia crying, I've been trying to prove something.
Well, Cousin, you did prove something. You proved that if you watch 12 hours of scary movies, then you have a nightmare. Of course, the rest of us already knew that. That's why you were watching them alone.
Well, why learn the easy way when you can learn the hard way?
Well, that's the motto you live by.
Balky, what do you say next Halloween we just hand out candy to the kids and call it a night?
Okay by me. Now, how about this? We clean up this place, I make you some breakfast, and you start to feel better.
Okay. Boy, what a nightmare. It was the craziest thing. Every time I turned around, you were gone. Balky?
Grossman?